I went barefoot until I married at home on in the summer, never having shoes on Sundays.
Just healthy feet, huh?
Well, sure, and I could walk all over the place.
You know, well, the women now are lucky, though.
I never had a corn on my feet. Never had, huh?
No corns, no athlete's foot.
No
problems.
No problem.
Yeah, but civilization is good now. You gotta wear shoes.
Yeah. I can't, well, of course, they speak of those good old days, but they weren't so good. Today is better.
Yeah.
I don't call them the good old days.
They're good because they're past.
Yeah.
You mentioned quilts and comforters. Is there a difference between these two?
Yes, quilts. They quilt those with a needle. And in a design, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I never was a nice quilter. I usually just quilted mine in a fan, you know. You could draw them off with a pencil.
Uh-huh.
And comforter, you tack them with darning needles, you know. But
uh-huh.
We always put ours in a wooden frame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just real fun. I can tack a comforter out in just any time.
Well.
Now I put Dacron in instead of cotton, because it will wash nicely.
Uh-huh.
Cotton sometimes, you know, won't wash quite so nice. It's kind of waddy.
You use your frames out here for that?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, I've made comforters for my grandchildren.
Are they expensive to make?
Well, they are now. If you make one with Dacron filling, and get nice material to make it out, it costs you about $25. And in those days, of course, with 3 cent calico.
Yeah.
We've got many a yard of calico, they called it, for 3 cents, and it was good,
mm-hmm.
good material. And then get our cotton from the gin,
uh-huh.
and get a 5 cent ball of carpet warp to tie it with, but it didn't cost you practically anything.
Yeah, and you didn't have much weight in your cover, it'd be all in your inside.
It's very nice.
Huh. What did you call it when you put these things down on the floor? Any special word?
Pallet.
Pallet.
Yeah, pallet.
Yeah.
They pallet. And you know, to me that floor didn't seem hard. Many and many a night I've slept on pallets.
Oh yeah, well, it was always so exciting. There was something else going on. Somebody else was in the house,
yeah.
And you knew the next day was going to be good.
Yeah.
That floor just got as soft and spongy when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I used to look forward to it.
I can remember going to a protracted meeting at the Grotz's Grove, they called it in those days. That was right there close to the schoolhouse. And I'd been going for several nights up pretty late, and when the minister began talking, it sort of soothing, and I began to get so sleepy, and I could hardly sit on that bench. So I slipped off. I was about 8-year-old, and found our wagon. And I didn't have a thing in the world on the floor of that wagon, but I lay down and went to sleep. And there was quite an excitement when they missed me and couldn't find me, and they finally found me in the wagon, asleep.
What did you call it when you when you put something in your wagon, when you put in all that the wagon would carry? How much was that, would you say?
Well, just a wagon load, I guess.
What if you only put in, two or three bushels? This wasn't a wagon load, was it?
No, I don't.
Was that a jag, or?
A jag, oh yes. Yes, a jag. that's a jag. Yes, a jag or something. Yes, it's a few, a little bit. Yeah, that's a jag.
You mentioned play parties. Did anybody have any of those things that you suck and blow on and make music?
Oh, a juice harp. Juice harp.
Is that the one you suck and blow?
Juice harp. And a French harp. Juice harp, yes, that's that.
That's the one you hit with your thumb.
Uh-huh, yes, and then the French harp.
Uh-huh.
French harp, yeah, they play that. Fiddle.
Uh-huh.